civic organization Prometea has just launched a new project aimed at boosting the self-confidence of the Czech nation, especially those in the labor force. The project supports the prevention of unemployment, the development of human resources, and integration into the labor market. It is funded from the budgets of both the state and the city of Prague, as well as the European Social Fund.
There are more target groups. There are unemployed people. There are mothers who go back to their normal life after maternity leave. There are people who search for their confidence at work or at home. For example, students who search for their first job, how to prepare themselves for the first job interview.
Says Prometea's Ondřej Sedláček, adding that the two-year program offers six cycles of free seminars that focus on self-confidence from different angles.
First seminar is about health and self-confidence and about making your own image and believe in yourself. The second seminar will be about self-confidence from a view of psychologists. The third seminar is about communication and how it can influence your self-confidence. Fourth seminar, it will be about cultural and social political reviews. History is something about your knowledge, how your knowledge can enhance your self-confidence. Fifth seminar will be about image, etiquette, your behavior, your self-presentation in different situations. The sixth seminar is about relaxation, about healthy lifestyle. And the seventh seminar is a little bit unique, a little bit special. It will be partly combined from all the other seminars. And also there will be psychiatrists that will define self-confidence.
Venda Vaničková is one of the lecturers.
I teach about image, about a style, about the perfect outfit, but feel it inside yourself. Be authentic. And I think that this is most important information for all the people who come. All the people have some questions and are interested how to do these things and how is complete the colors and the styles and how to use the styles for all situations through the day and through the life, because it's changing every time. And I have the examples. And I have some pictures, and sometimes I have the some symbols or examples of the concretely people who are sitting there.
You told me earlier that having your own image doesn't cost much.
Yes, this is what I think. I think that the image is not about money, but this is about the priorities of life, of the concretely personality, because everyone is special and everyone has the best things what want to present out of the personality. And I think that this is most important than the quality or price of the things. That's it.
Dana was among the 4 dozen people who took part in the first seminar.
I was very happy that the seminar was happening. I think that it's very, very good that the seminar is for free and that a lot of people can go on it and learn new things.
What was your overall impression of that first seminar that you went to?
It was very interesting. The teachers had a lot of interesting ideas how to make life better. But I would prefer to have the seminar much more interactive, that I can have more practical knowledges for the future, for my life.
For the woman behind the project, Hanna Sejčková, such an initiative is long overdue in the Czech Republic.
From a historic point of view, we were constantly being treaded on by someone. Our more recent communist past is one that we all remember very clearly. These memories are still deeply rooted in us. At home, we were allowed to say one thing, while at school or in public, we had to say something different. So people were afraid to express themselves and say what they felt because they didn't know whether they were being monitored, whether it could affect their family. This is what we have inherited from those 40 years. We all know of someone who was imprisoned and so on. So our seminars can help people find themselves, to find their feet.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm grateful to step into the debate at this point. It is a very, very tough task we are standing in front of. We have to discuss the future of the United Nations. The, in fact, Secretary General today, the, in fact, leader of the United Nations organization, is no longer capable of substantial leadership and shall resign. And I will argue in my speech why he shall resign.
A student at Charles University's law faculty taking part in a debate on the United Nations. Law student Michal Hrušík believes far too little emphasis is put on the importance of assertiveness and self-awareness. And as a result, young Czechs are not ambitious.
Well, the main difference between the countries of post-communism and the countries like Ireland or UK or Australia lays, I think that the main cause is that these students, their initiative is actually not very high, and it's valid for the high school students and for the university students as well. And that means that their 4 or 5 years, they just spend going to some pub, they then get some job, and that's all of their life career, and they are simply not interested in anything else. And in the Western countries, generally, the situation is rather different, and this means that these extracurricular activities are the part of their study program. So this means that they want to work on themselves and they want to achieve something in the future. They want to speak in a good manner.
While a growing number of young Czechs is trying to become more assertive, course organizer Hanna Sejčková says it could take a couple of decades to reverse the negative influence of the communist past.
The problem is mainly rooted among older groups of people, but they still pass this insecurity on to their children by raising them the way they themselves were raised. So at least one or two more generations will be affected. By giving people advice on how to combat their insecurities and stress and how to find solutions in various situations, we will achieve a positive result.
This year, the seminars are taking place at the Prague City Library. They're free of charge and open to all. If you speak Czech and are interested in attending, it is advisable that you register first. You can find more information on the official website www.prometea.cz.